This is a question relating to Tamil Nadu, especially Tamil and speaking initiated devotees are hearing from Velugudi Krishna, and they appreciate that some of the devotees used to go to the Mayavadi Sangha like Muralidhar, Krishna Premi, etc. So some of our devotees are listening to this and they're promoting it to others. Guide us what to do so the innocent people know what to do. Please give some lectures on this if you can. Velugudi Krishna is a member of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. Member means he's born into that family. I guess he must be an Iyengar, I presume. Is he? Do you know? He is. Yeah. Means Iyengar means Tamil Brahmin who's in the Sri Vaishnava family. So as I heard it, his father asked him to study and try to do something to revive the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. So he gives lectures, mostly in Tamil, also in English sometimes. He's very learned. He takes people, I believe, is it him who takes people on tours sometimes to different places? And he's become quite popular among the Sri Vaishnava people who are traditionally followers of that in particular. And some of our ISKCON members are also attracted to that. Well, it's very nice that what he's doing in promoting Krishna consciousness in the Sri Vaishnava line. Those who have come to ISKCON, it's better they stick to that, because although we may appreciate teachings of different sampradayas, they are, after all, different, and there's going to be some confusion there. For instance, in the Tengalai branch of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they understand the Savadhaman Parityaja. They understand that to mean that you have to give up bhakti also. All the dharmas you have to give up, so you have to give up bhakti also. Their understanding is that bhakti leads to prapatti. Prapatti. Mame kam sharanam raja hang tuang sarva sarva papebhyo mukshi shami masucha. This prapatti. Yeyatamang prapadyante. So it's the same verb. So prapati means surrender, I guess you'd call that. So they say that bhakti leads to surrender, but the Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding is quite different, that surrender is the first principle of bhakti. So it's, in essence, it's not really different, but in when it comes to philosophical understanding and approach, it is quite different. So it's going to cause some confusion. And the mood is different, because that sampradaya is very much one of awe and reverence, whereas in Gaudiya Sampradaya, it's meant for following in the footsteps of the gopis, actually. So the whole approach is different, and as far as I understand, Velugudi Krishna, he doesn't profess to be giving anyone any particular spiritual guidance. He doesn't tell you, well, you should do this, you should do this. But even if you do, nowadays no one can follow actually what's in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. I don't think anyone's following as they traditionally used to. All the householders, hardly anyone, because if you're actually going to follow as they used to, You have to spend several hours a day doing pujas and all kinds of different things. And you should be trained in if you're an Iyengar, you should be trained from a young age in so many different things. And after all, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Strevanas, Aranyata. In ISKCON, we emphasize the chanting of the holy names, which is what's required. But no one's going to ask you to do that if you go there. So, they're not even likely to ask you to stop drinking tea or coffee or watching TV or any other such thing. So people should choose. What do you want to be? You want to be in this sampradaya or that sampradaya? We can respect others, but we can't really mix the two things. We should train members of ISKCON to understand what is our philosophy. If we're in competition with people who are good speakers, we're probably going to lose out, who are attractive speakers. But that's not the aim, is to have attractive speakers so the people will feel entertained, but to give spiritual knowledge for people's uplift. One thing that has been lacking in Tamil Nadu is qualified, within ISKCON, is qualified speakers on Shastra. So I asked some of my disciples, their Tamil speakers, to record their lectures and distribute them. So they're going around. They're there. Actually, Akinchan Krishna Prabhu told me, I asked him to make his lectures, make them into CDs. So he said that he wasn't there, but a group of brahmacharis who are doing traveling, preaching, book distribution from Vellore, they were invited to do some program at a Vishnu temple in some place. And they came a little late. So already they were playing on the loudspeaker Kinchan Krishna's CD while they were waiting for our devotees to come. So there is a great need in all the local languages for preaching. I've asked my disciples in Gujarat also to record their Gujarati lectures, because there are many people who... Naturally, Gujarati people, even if they understand Hindi, which nowadays the young people mostly all do. Is it out in Saurashtra? They all understand Hindi, isn't it? They all go to school and they all watch the TV. They watch Bollywood movies, yeah. But among themselves, they'll speak Gujarati, right? Everyone in Gujarat speaks Gujarati. Surprise, surprise. So that naturally they prefer to hear in their own language. For Hindi, well, there are quite a few Hindi-speaking devotees whose lectures are available. Regarding Krishna Premi and Murali Daswami, You've heard of them. Have you heard of them? If you've been in Tamil Nadu, you'll have heard of them. Our devotees shouldn't hear them at all. They purport to be followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they have no proper sampradaya, and they're more or less what we call Prakriti Sahajiyas, in as much as more sentiment than proper understanding or proper following. So actually devotees shouldn't have even need to be told these things. If they're trained properly in the beginning, then they won't even think to go outside to hear different people. I'm seeing in many places our devotees, they're not trained philosophically somehow. There's just some rush to try and get people to bring them in and initiate them, but no proper training. And then what do you expect? Then they don't know what's proper and what's not proper, and then all kinds of problems come. So proper training is required. If people actually understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness and practice it in their life seriously, they'll be fully satisfied and they won't have any desire to go anywhere else. We, on the mundane platform, we think that if we just smile at people and tell them stories and treat them like children or something spiritually, and just play with them like little babies, then they'll be happy. But it's a mundane conception, and they won't be happy, and then they'll find some better storyteller. So, but the actual process of Krishna consciousness is what satisfies the heart. Ahaitukiya pratihata yayatma suprasidati. Pure devotional service satisfies the soul. Nothing else will. Why should one go to hear someone else? It means they're not gaining satisfaction. But that satisfaction that comes if we see that half verse I just quoted from the second chapter of first canto Srimad Bhagavatam. So within that sequence of verses, there's Bhidyate Hridaya Granthis Chidyante Sarva Sanshaya, that the knots on the heart, all the attachments, have to be pierced, and all the they have to be broken, and all the doubts have to be pierced. In other words, one has to be properly philosophically situated and be becoming free from material desires. So this idea, well, don't speak all these things to people about giving up material attachments, but that's what should be spoken. And if you don't speak that, then you're cheating them, and they'll go to a better cheater, because that's what they think spiritual life is. So proper training is required. Otherwise, who's going to go and listen to some storyteller nonsense? I'm not saying that Velakudi Krishna is like that, but some of the other people mentioned they're opportunists. They may have some superficial attraction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, but we can't consider them pure devotees, or that by associating with them one will make any actual proper spiritual advancement.